Unit 2. I used to be afraid of the dark. Section A. Activity 1B. Listen. Bob is seeing some friends for the first time in 4 years. What did his friends used to look like?
Conversation 1.
Mario? Is that you?
Yeah, it is.
It's Bob. Hey, guys, it's Bob. I haven't seen you in years.
Yeah, I'm here with my parents. We're visiting for a couple of days.
Wow, Mario, you look different. You used to be short, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Now I'm tall, and so are you.
That's true. And you used to wear glasses.
You have a great memory. Now I wear contact lenses.
Conversation 2.
Hey, Amy. It's great to see you.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Fine. Wow, you've changed.
Really? How?
Well, you used to have short hair.
You remember that? Yes, I did.
And you used to be really tall.
Not anymore. You're taller than me now, Bob.
Conversation 3.
Hiya, Bob.
Hi, Tina. You've changed, too.
Oh, yeah?
You have blonde hair.
Yeah, it used to be red, didn't it?
And it's straight.
It used to be curly.
Activity 2A. Listen and check the words you hear.
Hey, Steve, over here. Don't you remember me?
Oh, wow. You're Paula, aren't you?
That's right.
But you used to be really quiet, didn't you?
Yeah, I wasn't very outgoing.
No, you weren't. But you were always friendly. Wait a minute. Did you used to play the piano?
Yes, I did. But now I'm more interested in sports. I play soccer, and I'm on the swim team.
Wow. People sure change.
Activity 2B. Listen again and fill in the blanks with the words you hear.
Hey, Steve, over here. Don't you remember me?
Oh, wow. You're Paula, aren't you?
That's right.
But you used to be really quiet, didn't you?
Yeah, I wasn't very outgoing.
No, you weren't. But you were always friendly. Wait a minute. Did you used to play the piano?
Yes, I did. But now I'm more interested in sports. I play soccer, and I'm on the swim team.
Wow. People sure change.
Section B. Activity 2A. Listen and check the sentences you hear.
My 6-year-old brother started school this week.
He's really lucky. Life was great when I was 6.
Really? Why?
Oh, schoolwork was really easy.
Not for me. I didn't used to like tests. Now I don't worry about tests.
And we used to play every day after school. Now we just study all the time.
Yeah, but we used to walk to school. Now we have to take the bus.
I remember one bad thing. I used to hate gym. Now I love gym class.
Me too.
Activity 2B. Listen again. What do the girl and the boy say about the things in the past and now? Fill in the chart.
My 6-year-old brother started school this week.
He's really lucky. Life was great when I was 6.
Really? Why?
Oh, schoolwork was really easy.
Not for me. I didn't used to like tests. Now I don't worry about tests.
And we used to play every day after school. Now we just study all the time.
Yeah, but we used to walk to school. Now we have to take the bus.
I remember one bad thing. I used to hate gym. Now I love gym class.
Me too.
3A. Read the story about Rose Tongue's problems, and then complete the chart.
My biggest problem is that I'm too busy. When I was young, I used to have so much time. But these days I get up early and stay in school all day. Then I go right home and eat dinner. Before I started high school, I used to spend a lot of time playing games with my friends, but I just don't have the time anymore. In the evening, I used to watch TV or chat with my grandmother. But now I have to study. I love music, and my father used to take me to concerts. These days, I hardly ever have time for concerts. I do my homework and go to bed. I really miss the old days.
Reading. Email English. Do you speak English? Yes. Well, do you speak email English? Maybe not. Email English is a new kind of English that many people use to save time. A lot of email English words come from a computer program called ICQ, which means I seek you. ICQ is an email chat line that people use to send messages quickly. Ian Lancashire, a Canadian teacher, likes ICQ. People can use ICQ to talk with each other using computers. But you have to be able to type quickly, or the other person will be bored. Using email English helps. A message in email English mostly uses two kinds of new words. The first kind is made up of the first letters of other words. These are called acronyms. The second kind is homophones, letter combinations and symbols that sound like other words. Acronyms in an email save space and time. It takes a long time to write, by the way. BTW is much faster. Other acronyms are F2F, which stands for face-to-face, CSL for can't stop laughing, and DBEYR for don't believe everything you read. Some of the acronyms look like strange words, such as SWAK, but this one really means sealed with a kiss. Homophones often use letters and numbers that sound like words or parts of words. For example, 8 sounds like 8 in great. So to save time, people write GR8. Another example is CU for see you, or sometimes CU18R. See you later. The number 2 is used for 2 or 2, and the number 4 is used instead of 4. Another part of email English is emotives, symbols which make faces when you look at them sideways. The most common emotive is the happy face. It's made with a colon and a right bracket. Other punctuation marks, such as commas, help add other parts of the face and indicate different expressions. Email English is fun. An email message with lots of email English starts to look like secret code. Your best friend will probably understand it, but your parents and teachers might not. Actually, many teachers don't like email English. It's not just because they can't comprehend what it means. It's because students start to use email English in their everyday writing. Email English is great for writing quickly. But most teachers say that email English should only be used in emails to one's friends.
Words and expressions in Unit 2.
Used to.
Dark.
Be interested in.
Sure.
Terrify.
Be terrified of.
On.
Spider.
Insect.
Chew.
Gum. Chewing gum.
Write.
Comic.
Reading.
Save.
Seek.
Chat line.
Type.
Bored.
Mostly.
Be made up of.
Acronym.
Homophone.
Combination.
Sound like.
Take somebody to do something.
Can't stop doing.
Seal.
Kiss.
Instead of.
Emotive.
Make faces.
Sideways.
Colon.
Bracket.
Punctuation. Punctuation mark.
Mark.
Indicate.
Expression.
Secret.
Code.
Comprehend.
Consist.
Consist of.
Describe.